talking some girls basketball here. Let's get things rolling here on the Princeton Coaches Shows on a Thursday afternoon. Tigers have started at GRC play with a 5-point victory over Trenton on Tuesday. Now, it's one of those Friday nights where I wish I could be in multiple locations. This is always the case in the GRC. There's always these intriguing doubleheader matchups. You can hear Trenton South Harrison out at Trenton High School on KTTN Friday. Kind of wish that I had another part of me to go down to Gallatin because we're talking about this with Coach Richmond. Princeton Gallatin boys going to be real good. And you kind of took the words right out of my mouth, Coach. As much attention is going to be on that boys game tomorrow. Your game at Gallatin tomorrow, that's going to be another good one. The Bulldogs are improved, and your team wants to go to 2-0 just like Gallatin does.
Right. Watching them on film, they're real similar to what Trenton was, and they're real similar to what we are. So, you know, being on their court's going to make it a little bit tougher. But you know, we hope we put some things together and get over the hump. But they're going to be a tough game.
There was a moment, I know, Ian, doing a couple of Trenton games earlier this season where you got a lead and you start taking unwise shots and, you know, a team gets a defensive rebound and they're scoring points and you're seeing your lead whittle away. You kind of had to take one of those timeouts with about 2 minutes left against Trenton because the girls started doing that.
Well, and, you know, like I said earlier, I don't know if we talked about last week, but we haven't been in a close game yet. We've either won by 30 or we've lost by 20, so we really haven't had to take care of the basketball and make good game decisions with 2 minutes to go with a 10-point lead. And, you know, that we haven't been there. And so it took a couple timeouts just to let them realize that, you know what, when we got a 8-10-point lead, you know, a quick three-pointer is not probably what we're looking for, or, you know, lazy passes or gambling on defense. And so we tried to adjust a few things, and Trent did a good job of keep battling back in, but I was proud of our kids that they was able to hold off.
And the most difficult thing with the coach in that is you kind of understand the girls' mindset of they're kind of trained, if you have a good shot, you know, take the shot, but all of a sudden with 3 minutes left to go and you're up by 10, the rules kind of change. So getting them into that frame of mind does take a little bit of work as a coach, doesn't it?
Well, and it does, and just like I said, not being in those situations this year, you know, I'm sure next game you know, the things we talked about in our timeouts, we won't have to come timeout to Trent. He'll know right then and not take quick shots, and not get reluctant on defense, and not get lazy, let's not make our passes strong. All those type of things are not going to have to be told to him in a timeout. He'll know that front.
I'm looking at your Mission Scheduler, Coach. Did you make up a game with King City on Saturday?
No, we didn't.
Okay. So you played Mercer on Friday and Trenton on Tuesday then, correct?
Right.
That's what I thought. Mercer just kind of, we kind of talked about Mercer last Friday as, you know, they're going to make a lot of people just pretty miserable just trying to get the ball at the four against them because they have three guards that can really pressure the basketball. Was that a big storyline with the Mercer game from your vantage point, Coach?
Well, it kind of was. They don't do quite as much full court as what they did last year. They'll pick you up and you know, three-quarter court or you know, just right before they get in half court. They just do a good job in the half court and make you take tough shots. You know, I don't know. We didn't do a very good job that night of setting our screens up and setting screens and just the little things that you know, make you a good basketball player. I don't think we did some of the little things very well that night. And give Mercer credit. They come out and they got after it and they hit shots. And, you know, we thought part of our plan was to go right at Michael girl and try to get her in foul trouble, and we did. You know, she got three fouls pretty quick, and, you know, once she went to the bench, they really took off that point. So whoever came in for it, I don't know who it was, that must have been the right combination for them to get their chemistry, because they took off from a 10-point lead to a 20-point lead in a hurry.
Yeah, and I figured out the King City deal just has wrong date next to it. It has 12-10, the King City game, which we don't want to remember that from the Princeton perspective. That was the week prior over at the Albany tournament, so.
Right.
That one was there. So let's talk this Trenton game on a Tuesday night, Coach. You got, it was close first quarter. You kind of built a lead second quarter through the third quarter. In the middle portion of the ball game, what made you pleased with the way that your girls were playing?
Well, I just thought defensively was our key. We knew kind of where they're going to look to score at. We had some film on them and kind of knew what their first options were on some of their offenses. And, you know, I think the key to beat Trent is you got to take Rainey out of the ball game decently quick, and you got to make sure her shots are tough. And she's one of those rhythm players. If she gets the first two or three shots, and she's going to throw everything up she throws up, it's going to go in. And this is the same on the other way. If you make it tough for her first three or four shots, then those shots don't seem to fall good later in the game. And I think we held her two, maybe till midway through the fourth quarter, she just had two.
And it was, I was talking about this with Cameron yesterday, when you have two players that I think are going to end up being first-team GRC players by the end of the year. You know, you got a great player, scored 18, that you mentioned with me off the air. She did a great job against Rainey because you gave some extra eyeballs to Rainey, but a lot of that was, you know, it was Addie and Rainey going head-to-head, and Addie didn't give up very much as far as dribble drives.
Yeah, she did a good job on her, and we run some different looks at her. We run some different people on her, and you know, that's just the coach's preference. He put Rainey on Addie, and Rainey did a great job. And Addie's just a worker, and whoever's going to guard Addie by the end of the night is going to be completely worn down. And, you know, so we chose not to run Addie on Rainey too awful much. When we did go man, we ran at her with Addie. But, you know, we did a lot of zone traps and zone pressures and back off some people. But, you know, I think part of what was effective is they did have Rainey on Addie all night. And, you know, I don't care how good of an athlete you are, as hard as Addie's going to work, you're going to have to work your tail off on defense. So that takes away a little bit on the offense. So, you know, again, that's not a bit. She's your best defensive player. You got to do what's best for you. You know, we tried to choose some zone stuff against Rainey that night, and I think it worked pretty well.
I thought, you know, Tuesday was a great example of why Addie is a great player for your basketball team, Coach. It's very easy to look at when she gets one of those 30, 35, 36-point nights and say, you know, she can really put the ball in the hoop. But I thought Trenton did a great job against Addie, made her looks difficult. I didn't think she shot the ball real well, and at the end of the night, she got her 18 points. And when you're able to do that, when a team is really working to slow you down, that's a really good example of just being a great basketball player.
Well, I mean, I think, honestly, I think that night she took a step forward, you know, just become better because they were on her tough, and she was able to put some buckets up. But even more importantly, I think what she grew that night is she was seeing the open person really well. She hit some backside people when they doubled off on her. She hit some backside people on cuts. And I don't know that we scored all of them, but you know, as long as she's seeing it and she is, I think she made some strides that night of just becoming even more of an all-around player.
If you can get a victory at Gallatin, Coach, I don't know how long it's been, but I think it's been several years since Princeton started 2-0 in the Grand River Conference. You know, there's a big difference between 2-0 and 1-1. If you're 2-0, you're in this thing as far as, you know, looking at January and trying to stay in first place. So, you know, big swing game for both teams tomorrow night.
But it is, and you know, I think we actually kind of slipped up on some people last year. I'm not sure, and this is, I'm not a big stat person or record person, anything like that, but I know last year we ended up, I believe, second or third in the conference, and I think we slipped up on some people last year. And I, you know, there's what's going to be a little tougher this year. We aren't a hidden entity any longer. I think people know we're going to come to play and do some things well. So it's we're going to get people's best shot, I think, every night. Where last year, I think we slipped up on some people.
What would you like to, you know, you got a good start here, Coach. You're sitting at 5-3 after that Trenton victory going to Gallatin tomorrow night. As you kind of look at the new year, you got a couple of games, Gallatin and then at Green City for next week. When you start looking at 2023 with the Lady Tigers, what are the things that you'd like to kind of add to the mix here over the next 2 months?
Well, I just think we need to get you know, more all around. We need to do everything better every night. I think some nights we look pretty good at some aspects of the game, but you know, on the same night we look poor at others. So I think we just got to get, become a better all around team of both offense and defense. And I think that's going to come just learning situations. And every player out there is kind of in a different situation this year than what they were last year. You know, Addie started last year of just a freshman going in, and she woke people up pretty quick. But this year she's not someone they don't know, so she's had to learn some new things. And Grace Kelly is going to have to learn, you know, some things as well. And she's been doing a great job. She's kind of a big, strong kid inside, and we've got to do a better job of getting the ball to her so she can finish. But you know, I think what we have to make sure we do is, and I told the girls the other day, and I've said this about every radio show I talk about, is we just got to focus on us. We got to make sure that everything that we do is making us better. And I know scouting is important, but you know, if doesn't do you a lot of good to scout if you don't do your own things very well. So we got to just focus on us as a team, and hopefully each game in the new year we'll get a little stronger with that.
And at some point too, you want to kind of, you know, polish up the things that you do well, but it's not as if the Lady Tigers are going to wake up and you're going to average 85 points a game and just be a juggernaut on the offensive end. So you look at it and say, what do we do well, what can we add, and where can we be by February? And just you kind of try to add some things, but you really try to work on the things that you feel like you already do well, right?
Well, and I think that's the big mix of everything. You got to clean the things up you do good and make them even better. But what makes you really bad is you got to take your weakness. Find out what you're weakest at and make it one of your strengths, and, you know, naturally you become better. And And I think right now, defensively, we're okay. We're just not good. So what we got to focus on the next month, you know, Christmas break, is becoming a good defensive team.
When you look at, you know, the inconsistency of, you know, you scored in the 50s and 60s, you know, early last week, you scored in the 20s against King City and Mercer, you got back into the 40s against Trenton. When you look at the inconsistency offensively, Coach, what are the things that you look at and say, here's what we can do to just be more consistent in that, you know, 45 to 60 point category offensively night after night?
Well, and that's flat on the coaching staff sometimes. If you got to put your teams in better situations to score, and you know we got to recognize that they are taking Addy out of a lot of ball games, and they're doubling, tripling her. So we got to be a little more creative on the offensive side of the phone, find ways to get her open off some screens. And we've been trying it, but again, it's not something we do every day in practice. We haven't in the past, and we're going to have to start. And we also have to do a better job of getting the other four, you know, some opportunities and a little higher percentage shots. So that's a lot on the coaching staff of getting them in position. But, you know, you can draw all the plays up in the world. You still have to execute them.
I know you have a Holiday Hoops game. I don't think it's Green City. You go to Green City on Monday, right?
Right, Green City on Monday, and then we have Santa Fe on the 22nd, who I think they're 5-6-1 and beating teams by 60. So we're going to have our hands full there, I think, too.
That's kind of, you know, so much a Holiday Hoops was, you know, get a team that you feel like can be a little bit of something by the end of February. I think Princeton's in that group. You can be, you know, pretty good out as far as February in districts, and test them against somebody good. So you're going to get that test at the Ketchum Center.
Well, and you know, it's when you're young in your career, you want to get all the wins and everything you can. You don't look great on your record, but when you get to my point in my career, you know, sometimes going out there and playing a really, really good team, even if you don't win, you're making your team better, and your team's figuring out what they have to do to get better to win when it becomes February. And so, you know, we don't want easy games. We want to be able to be pushed every night and be able to overcome. I think we can play with Santa Fe for sure, but I just know they're going to be good.
Yeah, and no question about it. We kind of take a sneak peek in January here, because we might end up going to a GRC game of the night sort of format here in January. We'll wait and see on that. But Princeton's going to jump right into it at Milan on the 3rd. South Harrison at Princeton could be a big one on the 6th. Coach, we'll talk to you again next week. Good luck over at Gallatin on Friday.
All right. Thank you very much.